When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2922. I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday is a fun day, because it's in the middle. Excuse me, I'm very sorry. And I've got a show for you where I answer the question of what's the single best question you should ask on any interview and when should you ask it. It is the key question for any interview for you as a job hunter. Hope you find this helpful. Give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. If you're willing to share it on LinkedIn because it will help a lot of people. And I'll be back in just one moment. Today's broadcast is going to talk with you about what I call the single best question you should ask on any interview and teach you when to ask it. And I want to contextualize this by saying that most interviews are pretty predictable. They start off with a question that translates into, tell me about yourself. And you do that. And then you play interview jiu-jitsu for a while. And they throw a question at you, you put up a block. They put another question at you, you got another block there. On and on until, if you're in IT, they give you a technical interview. Then they go, so do you have any questions for us? And then you say, tell me about the job. And they do that. And then you say, sounds wonderful. Terrific. We'll get back to you. And that's the way a typical interview flows. Here's a different approach. And I want to talk with you about this best question to ask on an interview, and then a couple of others to ask later on. And you'll understand why I'm setting it up in this way in just a moment. So instead of waiting for them to ask you, tell me about yourself, invariably you're going to walk into an interviewer's office, and you're going to sit down, and they'll sit down. And as soon as you lower your butt into the seat, as soon as they lower their butt into the seat, I'd like you to start by asking them this question. Thank you so much for making time to meet with me today. You know, I recall the position as it was originally presented in the job listing, but I want to get your take on it. Could you tell me about the job as you see it and what I could do to help you? Or if it's a phone interview and they've called you out of the blue because they received your resume or found it online, you might just simply say, thank you so much for calling. Could you tell me about the job as you see it and what I could do to help? Or for that matter, if you were introduced by a recruiter, and I'll use myself as the example, you'd start off by saying, I spoke with Jeff Altman about the job and he gave me a brief description. So I wanted to get your take on it. Could you tell me about the job and what I could do to help you? That's the basic question, and it's a great question. Because, frankly, most people go into an interview, and even if they have a job description, the problem with that is from the time that that description was approved by the company until the time you walk in the door, it may have evolved a little bit over the course of time. They may have figured out some things that they really want and don't want, but you don't know that unless you ask this question at the beginning. So you could be selling against the position description that really isn't the same anymore. So what you need to do is find out before they start going into detail, before they set their agenda with you, what they're really looking for. And then from there, tailor your answers to what matters to them. Now, tailor your answers doesn't mean lie. I don't believe you should ever lie. However, it does mean you should speak about your experience as relates to what they're looking for. And not just talk about what you've done, but talk about in the context of what matters to them. You see the difference there? So
That's really the best question you could ever ask on an interview, because now you know what their agenda is at the beginning of the interview, not at the end of the interview. At the beginning of the interview, you can use the information. At the end of the interview, it's already too late. They've already formed an opinion of you, and you can't change it. So by asking this question at the beginning, you've got a guideline and a target of what to be aiming for with all your answers.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.